Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Time for game two of this best of seven first round series between the Edmonton Oilers and the LA Kings has arrived.
You know that they're going to come out. They're down 1-0. There's no secret there. You know that they're going to come out. They're going to be a little better than they were the other night. You got to be better.
Cedric Patch shoots and scores. And Los Angeles has the first goal. Fiala behind the net, taken down. Tried to one-hand it in front. Quick shot. A save made on Dubois by Stuart Skinner. Kopitar back to Kempe. Whacks it out of midair to make it 2-0. What a hand-eye play by Adrian Kempe. And the Kings lead it 2-0 in game two.
In the playoffs, things get louder and everything seems a little bit more amped up and situations seem bigger than maybe they are. But, you know, just staying composed and not taking unnecessary penalties, undisciplined penalties, is key in the playoffs. Game one, we did a good job of that, but this is a marathon, right? We got to do this every single game, every night.
McDavid and Henrique shot. Rebound loose in the blue paint. Talbot, did he keep it out? No! Did it cross the line? The Oilers are insistent this puck went in.
After video review, the call on the ice is confirmed. The puck never crosses the goal line. We have no goal.
Drop pass. One-timer score. Kulak hammers it home. And Edmonton's on the board. Didn't get the shot away, but it still went in. Through Skinner. Holloway shoots and scores. Dylan Holloway cuts it to 3-2. To Draisaitl. Cross ice. What time is score? We're tied. Zach Hyman buries the equalizer. 3-0. Here's a shot. Score from a sharp angle. And somehow that finds its way through Stuart Skinner. Here's Holloway off the rock. Shoots and scores. Dylan Holloway.
Catch and the release has been something that he's worked on. You know, it's paying off. Played a really good game.
And in a game where Edmonton has not led all night, we'll settle this one in extra time. 60 minutes complete. We are tied at 4. Kopitar shoots and scores off the rush. Beats Skinner high glove. And Los Angeles claims game two in overtime, 5-4.
Just felt like if we were able to get the lead, we could have finished the game, but we never quite been able to do that.
And welcome everybody, Bob Stauffer joining you from Crypto.com Arena. This is Oilers Now, brought to you by our title sponsor, World of Spas. It is Game 3, the Edmonton Oilers and the LA Kings. The series tied 1-1, just as it's been tied in the past two matchups between these two teams over the course of the last couple playoff years. Now, that said, it's got to be stated, done so differently. Edmonton had a great opportunity to go up 2-0 in the series. And yes, luck, you could assert, has been a little bit of an issue and maybe gone the Kings' way, but you got to give the Kings credit for how they played. And I would suggest to you that their work rate was the better of the two teams Wednesday night in Edmonton. We have a jam-packed show. Special shout-out at this time for Derek Scott for putting together that audio package. We will tell you that our engineer here in Los Angeles is Michael Noto, and back at the 630 Ched Studios, Brendan Escott is with us along with Kellen Kennedy. Now, here's what we got coming up. We'll go into the Oilers Now audio vault fairly quickly on today's show. Hear from Oilers head coach Chris Knobloch and some of the players. I'll have a sit-down one-on-one conversation with Darnell Nurse at 4:52 Edmonton time. 4:52 Edmonton time. At 5:05 today, daily face-offs, Frank Saravalli for the horses and horse racing Alberta. In our throwback feature for Conlon Motorsports, we will hear from Paul Coffey, of course, the second highest scoring defenseman in NHL history. He played for both the Edmonton Oilers and the LA Kings. And at 6:05 for GCL Diesel Sportsnet color analyst Louis DeBrusque. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino hotline, 780-496-0063. Don't miss out on the $100,000 birthday vault with monthly golden ticket draws. The River Cree Resort Casino excitement. Bet on it. Open 24/7, 365. See guest services for details. You must be 18 plus. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line as well. Get the new floors you always wanted. 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to Ashley Fine Floors for more. AshleyFineFloors.com for more information. We're on Twitter at Oilers Now. You can tweet me Bob_Stoffer, Brendan Escott's back at the 630 Ched Studios as well at Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. Our top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling, home and no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. It is game number three. Same expected starters, Stuart Skinner against Calum Talbot. The Oilers ran the same line, though it should be noted yesterday, Chris Knobloch spoke glowingly about Evander Kane, and you have to wonder whether or not we're going to see Kane get some more minutes as indeed this series goes on. Just before we go to the Oilers now, Audio Vault, we'll bring in Brendan Escott. Brendan, how you doing?
I'm jacked up, Bob, and I think that Edmonton's going to come out and really try and take control of this one early. I think that they know what they're capable of. We all do. And they want to do a little bit better than they showed in game two.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The team was written off the start of the year after the 3-9-1 start, and all they ended up doing was going 46-18-5 under Chris Knobloch. And Stuart Skinner was written off after a tough start to the year as well and battled back. And you know what? The reality is the Oilers needed one more save. They didn't get it in that game. They could have maybe won a game in which maybe they didn't play their best game. I know the Oilers have another level to get to. We'll see if that occurs tonight. Let's go to the Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear.
The Oilers Now Audio Vault is brought to you by Direct Workwear. In these tight budget times, Direct Workwear is the superhero your wallet deserves. Cute selection, low prices at Direct Workwear.
Oilers fell behind 2-0 and 3-1 in game number two in the first period. Chris Knobloch, Oilers head coach at this ASEAN, needing a better start in game three.
I think it's very important that we play 60 minutes, as always. And, you know, we got behind in the first period, which made it really difficult to come from behind against one of the best defensive teams in the NHL this regular season. So a lot of credit to our players sticking with it and playing hard and getting the opportunity to possibly winning that game. But the first period is going to be very important, especially coming into this building. We've seen it twice this year coming in here, how strong they've started. So it's imperative that we get off to a good start.
And Knobloch, out of this perspective, he was asked, of course, the Edmonton Oilers have given up 9 goals against in the first two games of the series. Of course, they have scored 11. He was asked about how his team is defended through the first two games.
I think if you have one chance as a coach, that's too many. You always want to limit it and be as tight as possible defensively. Yeah, there's things that we can be better at, but we got to obviously respect LA. They've got some really good players, a good lineup that they're going to create some good chances.
And Leon Draisaitl also was asked the same question about the way the Oilers have defended through the first two games of the series.
I think that, you know, for the most part, we've defended fairly well. I think last night we gave up a couple too many odd man rushes, but a couple very unfortunate bounces. You know, that's the way the playoffs work sometimes. And, you know, you got to regroup and find little things to improve on. And we'll do that tonight.
Oilers getting a gut punch with the overtime loss on the goal from Andrei Kopitar, which had lots of people talking about how it all came to fruition. Here is Leon Draisaitl and losing an overtime game in the playoffs.
If you want to lose, you want to lose 7-1 and just park it, right? You know, losing in overtime always, whether you play well or not, you're one shot away from winning a game. So, but yeah, you know, in the playoffs, obviously you can't dwell on games too long. So, yeah, just move on and big game tonight.
I know I had some discourse with some people out there in Warren Fogle's performance in game number two. He was involved in the I got it, you got it moment with Leon Draisaitl when Evan Bouchard played the puck up the right side boards where Fogle was supposed to be. That was on the first goal against. And the second goal against, Fogle was the F3, the high forward. He went down low. L.A. countered with a 3-on-2. Granted, it was filled off by a brilliant play from Adrian Kempe. But still, it was Fogle who sold out. And then even on the 3-1 goal, right after Edmonton had gotten back in the game on the goal from Brett Kulak, we will tell you that Fogle had the track back in the L.A. zone on Drew Doughty. That's his guy. And Ryan Nugent-Hopkins ended up having a chase as a result. Yes, this is all part of live in-house experience at the Staples Center. But let's get to Warren Fogle on his takeaways from game number two.
You know, I thought our group battled back. You know, we put ourselves in a hole there, and, you know, we know when we play the right way, you know, good things happen. And for us, it's, you know, playing a more responsible 60 minutes of hockey.
And one of the things that the Oilers are going to want to do is play tighter defensively tonight. Here's Warren Fogle.
Yeah, there were for sure some mistakes that they capitalized on. And, you know, we know we have to be better at checking and things like that. So, obviously, we want to eliminate things off the rush, and we know we can be better.
We opened up with "Some guys have all the luck" from Rod Stewart. Brett Kulak of the Edmonton Oilers had these thoughts on the bounces the Kings are getting so far.
Yeah, definitely a few, but, you know, you want to keep pucks away from your net and keep them as far away as possible. And, you know, there's stuff we can clean up for sure. And, but like you say, when there's been a couple things that haven't happened all season long that, you know, we've been hit with it over the past couple games, but that won't continue. So we just, you know, build on things we like, and you just got to look past those ones.
And Kulak adds that he feels that the Oilers have carried the balance of the play in the first two games.
It's felt like we've had a lot of possession time with the puck and haven't spent too much time in the D zone, which is always nice. And, you know, that kind of thing pays off later as the series goes on, too. You know, you get a lot more tired when you're playing in your own end every game. And we haven't done too much of that so far. So I think there's lots of things we like about our game, and we're looking forward to tonight.
All right, it's Brett Kulak of the Edmonton Oilers. It is 4:49 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer with you in Los Angeles in Crypto.com Arena. Let's go to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com.
This is spectacular. Oh, my goodness. The New York Rangers can go up 3-0 on the Capitals tonight in Washington. Nashville, home to Vancouver, and the Avalanche hosting Winnipeg. Both of those series are tied up 1-1 as well. William Nylander was finally a full participant in practice. He has missed the first 3 of their Maple Leafs and Boston series with an undisclosed injury, but concussion-like symptoms. They go game 4 that tomorrow night in Boston. NHL Draft Lottery will take place May 7th. The Sharks have the best odds at number 1 overall. That is widely projected to be Macklin Celebrini out of Boston University. 18.5% are the highest odds in that. Bakersfield needs a win in Game 2 of its opening round series with Ontario to stay alive in the Calder Cup playoffs. That goes tomorrow. The Portland Winterhawks and Prince George Cougars clash in Game 1 of the Western Conference Final in the Dub tonight in Northern BC. And hey, the Northern Alberta Extreme joining the Alberta Junior Hockey League with a team based out of this new rink in Devon that they're building, and it should all be ready to go for the start of next season, Bob.
4:51 in Edmonton. Yes, we are indeed live in Crypto.com Arena. And when we come back in Oilers Now, we'll hear from defenseman Darnell Nurse. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Well, Darnell, here we go again. Deja vu all over again, though in a very different fashion. 1-1 in Los Angeles now. Just, I thought a little bit, I mean, you guys have gone through a lot over the last few years. You've had a couple of coaching changes. You've had a tough start to start a year. You've been down twice to this team during the course of the series. But you had an opportunity also. Do you look at it as a missed chance, or just look at it, hey, it's just another chapter in the book, and we just got to turn the page and get ready to play? How do you see it?
Yeah, it's just another chapter in the book. I think this time of year, you can't get wrapped up in, you know, consumed with yesterday. So I think that's, we got to move on and take care of what's ahead of you or what's present in that present moment. So for us, it's going to be important that we come out tomorrow and, you know, put our best foot forward and try to get back in that win column. And guys, you can reflect and learn from the experiences that we had last night, but you want to kind of just do that and park it and move on to the next one.
Would it be fair to say you guys dictated the game in Game 1 and their work rate improved in Game 2? Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I mean, they came out and played strong. I think, obviously, for us, we had chances and opportunities to go ahead. And obviously, when they had their opportunities and their chances and their breaks, they were able to capitalize upon the back of the net. So they obviously coming off a loss the way they did in game one, they were going to come out and push and have a great effort, and they did. And I think our response, I think, could have been better. But with that said, you move on, and we're going to have to need, now we need our push coming in here in LA. It's a tough building to win it.
I mean, you guys should have a lot of confidence. You've won 49-50 in 49 games the last 3 years. But people need to remember times that the Kings are only 5 points behind you. They're a pretty good team. Like, when you're getting into a final tournament with 16 teams, you're playing good teams, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. This is a very good team that we're playing, a team that seems every time we play is a tight game. And they'll present a lot of challenges, whether it's defensively, offensively. They're in the position that they're in for a reason, and we're playing at this time of the year, and teams that are playing at this time of year always have a chance to go real deep. So when you put it in that type of perspective and look at it from the outside and zoom out and look at it as a whole, it's going to be competitive hockey no matter who you're playing at this time of year.
Darneller, is there more pressure on home teams in the playoffs? Is it easier to play on the road? It sounds silly, but you think maybe there's a little bit more pressure at home?
It's just that, you know, there's different aspects to it, right? I mean, you play at home, everyone's got their families in town, and, you know, you're hosting people, and you know, the home crowd's awesome, and I think there's so much fun in that aspect of the game. But you get on the road, and, you know, it's just hockey. You're hanging out in the hotel with guys, and you go out and just play. So there's pluses and minuses, no matter how you look at it, but you just got to take care of whatever game, wherever you're playing this time of year.